What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Frazier Fitness, bringing you another episode of Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast. I know it's been a minute. I've been down, but not out. For many of you guys that don't know, and have been having some questions, a couple of weeks ago, I injured my Achilles running some sprints. Didn't do everything possible for it not to happen. It was actually at the very, very end of a workout. Was feeling great, feeling good, finishing up some sprints. And on my very, very last sprint, pow! So for about the past 2 weeks, I've been walking around in a makeshift cast/boot. And I will finally find out tomorrow the results of my MRI. Not a lot of pain, unless it's at night when I'm sleeping, or aggravation, but I do have some weird issues with the heel area. So I'm hoping it's not a full tear and maybe just a partial, or maybe it's a very, very bad sprain. Not sure, but from what the doctor said, they pretty much were like, yep, you tore it. But we won't know till we see. Finally, so hopefully either tomorrow or Friday, I will have that information for you guys. Other things going on, finishing up a 6-week challenge. I want to give a congratulations right now to a couple of standout challengers. Devin George, who's down about 17 and a half pounds. And my man, Mike Doyle, who started at, if I'm correct, he said 236. 232, somewhere around there, and he's down to about 215, 216. So I definitely want to so far give those guys a huge, huge acknowledgement because they were able to get these results only really training 3 times a week, following my nutritional protocols given to them, and still being able to eat the foods they love and like. So kudos to you guys. And I can't wait to see where you guys are at day 90. Up next, biggest things. Hey, you guys, nutrition. There's so much information out there. So much out there that it's becoming confusing to people. There's paleo, keto, if it fits your macros, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. You gotta find what works for you. But at the end of the day, you should be doing this with the help of a professional. Reason being is because a professional can keep you on track, getting you those correct numbers of macros, or showing you how to set up MyFitnessPal correctly if you use it, showing you how to meal prep if you do it, showing you how to have a better overall relationship with food. So many people these days have a bad relationship with food because everybody thinks people hire trainers or work out or exercise to lose weight. It's not always about that. And the big key is when you are trying to lose weight or lose fat or change your body composition, you should be trying to do that, okay, with the most amount of calories that you can eat possible. And you change that up through manipulation of those macronutrients, though, the fat, the protein, the carbohydrates, okay, as well as adding in the exercise, the proper exercise prescription, meaning the right type of strength training, all right, the right type of sets and reps and tempo, the right type of cardiovascular exercise, meaning, you know, your steady state cardio, your cyclical cardio, which could be barbell movements mixed with Airdyne or rower or things like that, all right, as well as getting in the correct dose and response of your HIIT training, your interval training. You don't want to just be going in there and saying, hey, I'm doing a minute on, 10 seconds off, when your body's not prepared for that. And plus, that's complete bullshit. I said it, and I mean it. Don't just be going doing a minute on, a minute off, and having no reason. or because it's something you saw on YouTube or a DVD or something, or your friend did it. What your friend did doesn't mean it's going to work for you. All right? Nutrition and training needs to be personalized, needs to be customized, and needs to be structured. Everybody has different body types. Everybody has different hormones. Everybody's going to respond differently. All right? Quick tips to get your diet back on track. Focus on protein. All right? And I'm not saying it has to be tons and tons, but there's a good amount that you need to get in. All right? Focus on high quality fats. And focus on those green veggies. All right? Those three tips plus tons and tons of water, or a good amount of water. Those couple tips right there will get you a long ways. All right? I'll be getting back into the podcast game, giving you even more, coming tomorrow with my daily dose of Dom. That's it for all. This is Frazier Fitness.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.